The DA fully expects that in his budget address, MEC for Finance, Lebogang Mahile, will outline many of the promises that Premier Panyaza Lesufi made at this year's State of the Province address. One of the most pressing issues remains the supply of water, and thousands of people have been left without water as a result of this. Many promises have been made, and hundreds of millions of rands were promised by the Premier. So in this regard, we do believe that MEC Mahile will in fact announce this, but we do hope that this would come to fruition and that the money would be spent in a proper manner in order to relieve the pressures faced by Gauteng residents. But another significant pressure that would turn this budget into somewhat of a balancing act would be the pressure that is coming from the e-toll debt, a debt that is not actually owed by Gauteng, but rather by national government that Gauteng has for some reason acceded to paying off instead of letting national government do that. Another area of concern is that the Gautrain is being incorporated into the Gauteng provincial government fully from the Bombela Consortium, where it currently is. The ridership's guarantees that have been paid by the province in the past have put significant pressure on the Department of Transport. However, if it is fully run and managed by the Gauteng province as an entity, this might also put further pressures on this year's budgets. We do hope, however, that we would see a very serious adjustment towards the maintenance of roads, traffic lights, potholes that are appearing across the province and have been causing a nightmare for road users in every single corner of Gauteng.